This is From Chaos to Peace with Connie, episode number 19, Decluttering During Unsettling Times. Welcome back, everyone. How are you doing? This is episode number 19 of the From Chaos to Peace podcast, where you learn how a few minutes a day keeps the chaos away. I'm your host, Connie Graf. Thank you so much for allowing me back in your ears. Today, I have no guest. Instead, I want to talk about decluttering during unsettling and unprecedented times. I actually wanted to publish this episode 2 weeks ago already, then last week, but I wasn't able to. I couldn't get it recorded in a way that I felt happy with. There is so much heartbreaking stuff going on in the world right now. It has completely thrown me off and affected me emotionally. Maybe it's the same for you. And you might think that it's trivial to deal with clutter or to talk about clutter. But I actually don't think so. As I said before on the podcast, clutter stresses us out, and therefore decluttering is self-love and self-care. We can only give and help if our cup is full, and when we put the oxygen mask on first, before we try to help somebody else. If all the events going on out in the world stress you out, and you come home and your home is a mess that stresses you out as well, you have nowhere to relax and rejuvenate. You are so stressed out all the time. And I know for myself, if I am all stressed out, I'm not able to help, and I'm not able to be fully present, and I'm not able to take action. Stress takes a toll on the body, and because the body is so busy with dealing with the stress, it doesn't have much energy to keep up the immune system. But especially with this coronavirus, you need a healthy and good immune system. So reducing stress in your life, where you can, where you have control over it, is actually very important right now. And clutter, or organizing your home, making your home more a sanctuary, is most likely under your control. And that's why it's not so wrong to start there. But then I had somebody post in my Facebook community a couple of weeks back, and she said that she has continued with decluttering, yay, but now she has the challenge of the limited options on getting rid of the stuff because of the pandemic. Most organizations are not accepting donations right now or are even closed. And she said this all discourages her from cleaning and decluttering her space. Well, first I want to say Facebook is funny sometimes with notifications. And so by the time I was notified of her post, it had been a couple of hours and other people had already jumped in and commented on her post. Some offered really great resources and ideas on where to donate or what to do with the stuff. And that is what I feel the really great advantage of such a supportive community. I'm really proud of my members. But then there were also a few people who jumped in and said, too, that they feel very discouraged and have stuff piling up in their home that drives them crazy. To me, it's very interesting how the human brain works. Before we decluttered, we have these items in our home and they don't seem to bother us. Or they did bother us, but we chose to ignore them and not do anything about them. But then, for whatever reason, we start taking action and make changes, and now it can't go fast and easy enough. So here are a few things going on that I like to talk about. First, about feeling discouraged. This is where we go back to decluttering is self-love and self-care. We are doing it for us. We want to create a supportive environment that we feel comfortable in. And yes, in normal times, I'm animate about you getting the things that you are ready to let go of out of the house. I can't tell you how often I had to be on my client's case about that. Clients who would store the bags or boxes of stuff they had decluttered in their garage or basement for months, or who would load them into their car but then drive around with their clutter for weeks before they would finally drop it off at Goodwill or the shelter. So yes, in normal times, I'm very animate that you take this stuff out of your house and to Goodwill right away, because until you do, the decluttering job isn't done. But we are in unprecedented times right now. We have to go through a lot of changes, and a lot of things are not how they used to be and might never again be how they used to be. So where do we go from here? If you don't declutter and stay in your mess or chaos or cluttered environment, just because you can't easily drop off the decluttered items at the next thrift store or missionary, you are not doing yourself a service. The process of decluttering physical items helps us sort through our thoughts and feelings. It's very much like my favorite quote, "As above, so below, as within, so without, as the universe, so the soul." If you start making room in your outer space and surroundings, you're creating space in your inner world. That alone is already a huge benefit for you and your well-being. You are taking care of you and your nervous system, because it is scientifically proven that a calm environment helps us feel calmer, and a chaotic environment can have negative effects on us and make us feel stressed and overwhelmed. So, don't get discouraged and still take care of your environment. Make sure it's supportive and continue to declutter and let go of things that you don't like anymore, that you don't use anymore, and that don't serve you anymore. Okay, now you are at the point where you did declutter and you do feel better about your home and your surroundings, but now you can't get rid of the items because due to the pandemic, most organizations still don't accept donations. Let's just take a minute and realize and acknowledge how privileged we were before and might be again in the near future, that we can just drive somewhere and drop off anything or everything that we don't want anymore. We could just get rid of it in an easy way and make it someone else's problem, whether that was a thrift store or the dump. Now we have to become a little bit more thoughtful and a bit more creative. Have you listened to the episode where Julie shared with us how she challenged herself not to spend any money for an entire year? She still didn't want to miss out on great experiences, so she got really creative. She came up with creative ways to get what she wanted and needed and to do what she wanted and needed. If you haven't listened to this episode yet, it's episode number 17. I highly recommend it. You too can become a bit more creative, because one thing for me is for sure. There are still people out there, maybe now more than ever, that could use what you want to get rid of. There are still people out there that now, during or after the lockdown, need what you have and need what you want to let go of, but can't afford to buy it. The only obstacle you have now is that you have to find these people yourself, and you can't just drop your stuff off somewhere and make it someone else's job. For example, there are many platforms that help you finding these people. There is Kijiji, Craigslist, Facebook Marketplace, and others, where you can post items for free or low price, and then there can be a no-contact pickup or drop-off. There's also people that come and pick up your unwanted things and take care of them for you for a small fee. You just have to find them. Of course, it takes a bit more effort, and it's not always comfortable to have to do this. And just to be clear, I'm just like you. I prefer easy as well. But I acknowledge not everything can be easy. And easy is not always our best friend either. Or maybe you have to become a bit creative on where for now you can store these bags of things that you want to donate. Maybe they can sit in a corner in the garage or the basement. If you don't have such a space, maybe they have to sit in your closet. Or maybe you have to put them in the trunk of your car for now. It's not such a bad thing to have to hang on to them a bit longer and to have to deal with them a bit longer and acknowledge your responsibility for them. Or if you really feel like the stuff needs to get out of your house now, you could always throw it in the garbage, bring it to the rubbish tip or landfill or however the garbage disposal is called in your part of the world. Often people are shocked when I say this, and to be clear, I'm not saying you should just throw everything in the garbage, especially not when it's still useful to someone else. But on the other hand, it doesn't help anyone, and for sure not you, if you keep it cluttering up your home and life and stresses you out. Clutter doesn't happen when we declutter. Clutter happens when we buy things. Often we buy things because we are stressed, and instead of dealing with our emotions, we cover them up with some short-term positive feelings of getting something new. The minute we buy something, we become responsible for it. It is in our world. If we want to be a better steward of this earth and our environment, if we want to help reduce waste, it has to start with us, and we have to be more mindful before we let things enter our life. The reason why something is produced and manufactured is because there is demand. And if we stop going out and mindlessly buy so much stuff that shortly after becomes clutter, we actively help the earth and we actively help reduce waste. And isn't that what we're all saying we want to do? Because whether or not you want to hear it, everything is eventually garbage. Even if you're trying really hard now to find a good home or give it to someone in need, eventually that person can't use it anymore. Maybe the item becomes so worn out that it can't be passed on anymore and it becomes garbage. Okay, let's summarize. Decluttering is for you and your well-being. To not create a peaceful environment, especially now during these unprecedented and stressful times, is the opposite of self-care and self-love. Second, just because things got a little bit more complicated or less easy, doesn't mean we shouldn't do them. Step up, take responsibility, and find creative ways to do it anyways. I feel that's what's needed now in a lot of issues we have to deal with in the world right now, that we have to step up, take responsibility, and do the work. And third, before you buy something new in the future, ask yourself, am I just buying this for short-term positive feelings, or do I really need it and am gonna use it? Think of the earth and create less waste. I know, this episode has been a bit of tough love. But if we want things to change, we have to change. And change is not very comfortable, especially not to go from easy to more mindful. But that's what is asked from us now, me included. By the way, the lady who originally posted and said she feels discouraged circled back and said that her building reopened and emptied their RID room and will organize a pickup in a month, and plus her neighbor's mother will take other items to the woman's shelter. Eventually, she found solutions, and because she posted in the Facebook community, she and all of the other group members got various new ideas for the future and where to donate or drop off items. If you would want to become a member of my supportive Facebook group, there is a link in the show notes where you can ask to join. Okay, my friends, that's it for this week. Again, a shorter episode. And as always, don't just listen to my podcast. Please take action. Keep decluttering. Keep organizing. A few minutes a day keeps the chaos away. Make sure you listen to the last four interview episodes that I did. You can easily do that while decluttering and organizing a small area in your home. And if you struggle with decluttering certain items or certain areas in your home, send me a message and tell me about it. I might create a podcast episode talking about it. You find all the links of the things I was talking about in this episode in the show notes. And the show notes you find, as always, at conniegraf.com/podcast/19. That is conniegraf, conniegraf.com/podcast/19. Thank you so much for joining me on today's episode and listening all the way to the end. If you found value in what I was talking about, please share it with your family and friends, because if you found value in it, they will too. Thank you, have a beautiful and amazing week, and please subscribe so you never miss an episode. See you next time. Take good care and be safe.